Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
St. Leo the Great is one of the greatest popes in the history of the church. He lived in the 5th century, in the 400s, and in a time of great trial, both for the church as such and for the society in which the church lived. St. Leo the Great was besieged by problems within the church, heresies that were threatening the true faith of the church, which he had to repel, and also attacks, physical attacks from the various tribes that were coming down from the north into the Italian peninsula, threatening Rome, threatening the population, the faithful, the very lives of the faithful of whom he was a shepherd. In a remarkable way, because of his holiness, St. Leo the Great was able to repel both the spiritual and the physical attacks that threatened the church of his time. And precisely because of this strength of repelling the spiritual and physical attacks, in today's opening prayer, we say, O God, who never allow the gates of hell to prevail against your church. We call to mind that divine promise that the gates of hell will never prevail against Christ's church. And by gates of hell, here we mean all hell, the gates being a symbol of that strongest part of that city of the evil one. As Cornelius of Lapide says, the gates signify hell itself because the gate is the entrance into a city, and because the chief defenses and strength of a city are at the gates. Because if they and the adjoining walls are safe, the city is safe, and if they are taken, the city is taken. So long story short, the gates of hell symbolize all of hell. So not even all of hell unleashed against the church will be able to prevail against it. That's the divine promise. They will not prevail. They will assault the church, but they will not prevail. So we must remember that the promise stands in the fact that they will not prevail, but not be surprised if they do attack the church. And if we are being under attack, it doesn't mean that Christ is no longer with us. And even if that attack maybe seems to come not just from outside, but sometimes even from inside, and the attack seems to want to even expel Christ from his church, we must remember that even then the promise holds true. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Even when it seems like, shouldn't that guy be keeping the enemy out, and he seems like he's letting him in, and even when it seems like the people that should be keeping the enemy out are collaborating and in collusion with him, even then, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, again, my point here is that the gates of hell will wage war, and every moment we can say, every moment of the history of the church is some sort of crisis. It's never perfect in the church because we human beings make up the church. But when the gates of hell wage war, there will be some damage inflicted. There will be some casualties. But there are certain things that the gates will never destroy, and three principally. The gates of hell will never be able to destroy the visible hierarchical society, which is the church. The bishops and the laity. And amongst the bishops, the Bishop of Rome, the head of the church. The church will never be left without a head. The church will never be left without bishops. The church will never be left without the faithful. These will always remain. The church will always be that visible, identifiable, hierarchical society of head, of bishops, and then all bishops and the laity, the faithful with them. Outside of the church, yes, there will be societies without a head, without bishops, without faithful, yes, but never within the church. Next, this visible hierarchical society will always retain the faith. And again, in this moment of crisis, you might be saying, like, really, Father? Like, really, the faith? But what does that mean? It means that for membership within this hierarchical visible society, we will never be required to err in faith or to reject the faith. Communion with the bishops, with the rest of the church, communion with the head of the church, with the Pope, will never require rejecting the faith or making an error in faith. Again, other members in the church, even in the hierarchy, can can make mistakes sometimes, and again, even that would require a long explanation and a careful explanation and a cautious explanation, but nevertheless, communion with this visible society never requires on our part any error, any loss of the true faith. Outside of this visible society, yes, there will be loss of the true faith. Very often, those who are outside, to justify their being outside, make errors of faith. But again, outside, the faith is not there, but always will be intact within. And lastly, this visible hierarchical society that maintains the true faith also maintains true worship, right worship, pleasing to God. Meaning, fundamentally, that the church will always retain valid and lawful, or licit synonyms, valid and lawful sacraments. The sacraments within the church will never become invalid. The church will never celebrate sacraments that are not such, that are invalid. The church will never celebrate sacraments that are unlawful either. In the church, and only within the church, they will be both valid and lawful, whereas outside of the church, they will be either invalid or at least unlawful, not pleasing to God. Of course, the evil one, the devil, and the gates of hell, all of hell, will attack the hierarchy, the visible society, the faith, and the sacraments, try to destroy all three of these elements, but will never prevail. That's why our Lord reminds us, there will be those who will say to you, look, there he is, look, here he is. If we are members of this visible society in communion with the Pope, already sharers in the true faith, worshippers of God with right worship, there is no need to go anywhere else. But yes, our Lord says, first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation, the Son of Man, that is. So even when this church seems to be crumbling and defeated, even then, the divine promise holds true. And even when people say, look, here he is, look, there he is, go over there, go over here. Our Lord says, do not go off, do not run in pursuit. Stay right where you are, as Our Lady did at the foot of the cross when Our Lord was suffering greatly and being rejected by this generation. Our Lady stayed faithful to him and to his church. So, St. Leo the Great is for us a reminder of that. Yes, we are in the midst of a battle, but a winning battle. The gates of hell will wage war, but they will lose. They shall not prevail. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.